97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the Morning. Melissa and Joey, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on ABC Family. The one and only Joey Lawrence on the line. Joey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, man. Good morning, Big Papa. What's up, dude?
Where am I catching you this morning?
California.
Oh, man. So you're getting up early for us. I definitely appreciate that, man.
It's early.
Well, get your coffee on. It's all good. And I'll tell you what, this show, Melissa and Joey, it really has been a real nice juggernaut for you and Melissa Joan Hart. And you guys have the summer season premiere coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things, man. We premiered last year and broke all kinds of records for the network and stuff. And, they instilled a lot of faith in us. Pick us up for like 30 episodes, and we're back for an all-new season starting June 29th, which is this Wednesday night at 8 p.m. So we're excited about it.
So Joey, when they did the initial thing, obviously you guys did the pilot, and we're hoping that they would pick it up and blah 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 blah. The initial order was for 30 episodes.
Yeah, which is incredible. That's actually it's the largest first season order of any ABC show ever. Not even Family, just ABC network as well. I mean, they've never picked up a show for that many.
Yeah, so normally they'll pick them up for, normally they'll pick up a series for like 6 episodes, 8 episodes,
yeah.
Even 12 episodes.
On cable, the max that you do in a year is maybe 12, maybe 15 at the max. Even on network, it's 22 on a great year. And we got 30, which is incredible. So,
and that's right off the box, man. That's fantastic. Congratulations on that. Thanks, and coming
buddy.
Back for the new season. Absolutely great. It's Melissa and Joey, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on ABC Family. How often, and I gotta ask this, how often do you get the, here's the thing. You've been famous for so long. When you were like, 5 years old, when you were on The Tonight Show doing the whole thing?
Yeah, believe it or not, it's been 30 years. It's crazy.
When did you want to do that as a kid? When you were 5, did you want to go on The Tonight Show?
I did. I mean, I didn't want to go on The Tonight Show. I didn't know about that, really. That was an opportunity that just came up because I had done like 60 national commercials in the first year. But I wanted to do this. I mean, it was, I think everyone's put down here for something, and I wanted to do that, and I had a great mother who just was there for completely unselfish reasons, and I don't know, helped me pursue kind of what I was put down here to do. But, it was, ironically, it was music first, because I was a huge fan of the Donnie and Marie show when I was a little baby.
Right.
And that was all about music, and I started to sing, and I started taking tap dance lessons at like 3 years old. So when I was 5, I could really tap, because when you're a little kid, you like soak up stuff like a sponge,
Oh, absolutely.
And it was music first, because when I sang and danced on The Tonight Show, that's what sort of launched everything in terms of, Give Me a Break and Blossom and led to all that stuff. And that's why I came out with a record finally in 94. It did really, really well. We sold like 6.5 million records, and then, ironically enough, it's been almost 11 years since I released a song, and we got my brand new single comes out June 29th as well.
Oh, no kidding.
The same day as the show premieres. It'll be available exclusively on abcfamily.com. I'm giving it away to all my fans for the first week, and then it goes up on iTunes and TuneCore and everywhere, and then the full record will come out in stores and online in August.
It's funny. Joey, that's hysterical. It's funny that you mentioned that. Again, we're talking to Joey Lawrence. Melissa and Joey, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on ABC Family is the summer premiere. It's funny that music is like your lifeline, because obviously everyone knows you from, from Blossom and from the shows before that and everything. And from an outside, unless they know you, they know you as the woe guy. And,
right.
And you're hot, you're scorching hot in the mid 90s, and all of a sudden you start coming out with the music, Nothing My Love Can Fix, fantastic song, but it seemed like it was almost crowbarred in to capitalize on it. But at the same time, I mean, that was your deal, man, and you're just, it's like acting's paying the bills, but music's what you love.
Right, exactly. I mean, I've always loved it, and we just had to pick and choose when the opportunities were the right time. Believe it or not, I mean, the fans have driven this. I mean, the Twitter fans last year, I mean, I get thousands of tweets every single day saying, will you please come out with something new? So I got together about a year and a half ago with Matthew Gerard, who is a big-time pop producer. I mean, you look this guy up, he's had like 30 number one hits, worked with everybody from Justin Timberlake to Kelly Clarkson to Miley Cyrus to everybody. We got together to write the theme song for my show, Melissa and Joey, which we wrote. And from that, we had, we had to write a little, like a little, show intro tune,
right.
Which is nothing, kind of both out of our wheelhouses. But through that, we became really great friends, and we said, let's try to write some pop songs together. And we did, and about a year later, we had like a complete record. And we looked at this thing, and Matthew even said, he said, man, this is a fantastic pop record. You have to release this. So that's what we are going to do. I mean, man, the first single is called Rolled, Rolled, and I'm really excited about it, man. It's a really good tune, I hope everyone likes it. It's cool.
Absolutely, Rolled will be available on abcfamily.com starting on Wednesday, you said,
right? Exactly. We're actually giving it away for one week, and then it'll be up on iTunes and everywhere on July 6th.
Awesome. We're talking to Joey Lawrence, Melissa, and Joey Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on ABC Family. How often do you get asked to do Whoa?
I get asked to do it all the time. And, it's kind of a cool thing. I mean, look, and I did that as a joke when I was 14 years old.
Right.
And it turned into this overnight sensation thing. And it's transcended generations. And it's, it's been like this huge deal. What was really cool is that I was only 14 when that happened. So, I'm only 34
really?
Now, so
wow.
To grow up and do that, and for the fans to grow up and still love that, it's sort of cool. I actually did it for the first time on TV in 12 years on my show, and it's sort of an inside joke. The character doesn't do it on purpose, but we did it as sort of this off-the-cuff thing, and dude, you should see what people are saying about it. It's really fun. It's fun.
It's hysterical. And the funny thing is, I would imagine... And correct me if I'm wrong, you went through a little period where you tried to get away from, the Blossom, you tried to have people call you Joseph for a little bit.
That was the whole thing. That actually was not on purpose. That was, I was doing a series called American Dreams, and my name is Joseph. So when I get paid, it's Joseph. That's what's on the check.
Yeah,
right?
That's the check.
Legally, it's Joseph Lawrence, right? But I swear. So, and I guess NBC had added me to the cast of American Dreams, and it was a real last-minute decision. And they were making their opening titles, right, to the show?
Right.
And I guess the guy that was building the opening titles to launch in New York for the upfront in 2003... just looked at my contract. I swear, man. And he changed it. He just, in the opening titles, put Joseph Lawrence. When I was watching it with the press as we launched the show, I looked at it and I said, Joseph, why? What the hell is that? And it literally started this, like, firestorm of, oh, it's like a Rick Schroeder thing. He's trying to grow up. And I said, no. And it was too late for them to change it for the launch of the show.
Right.
They didn't want to go back and redo the whole opening title to take that name card out, because they had it in there like three or four. The opening title of the show is this very intricate sort of thing with music intercut and video intercut.
Oh,
crazy.
Sure.
So that's where that started. But very quickly, the next project that I did, it was back to Joey. And, it wasn't like an on-purpose thing.
Absolutely. Melissa and Joey, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on ABC Family. We're talking to Joey Lawrence. I appreciate the time this morning. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Sure, bro.
All right, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Three shows that are on my DVR. The new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Spartacus, and I always TiVo Sports Center from 11 to 12 at night.
Favorite?
I don't get a chance to watch sometimes because we're always shooting and stuff, but I got to have my sports. So.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? My G.I. Joe action figures and my big wheels.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Weekend at Bernie's.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Just a vodka and soda. Wine.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Ass. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you're good. Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? As of right now, my 2012 CLS 63.
Nice. What's your Twitter handle?
At Joey Lawrence.
At Joey Lawrence. And I feel like a Uber fan asking, can I get a whoa? I know it's early.
It is so early, dude. I don't know if the voice will do it at the moment, man. It's like, whoa, there you go.
Joey Lawrence, Melissa and Joey, Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on ABC Family. Follow
him
on Twitter.
Make sure you check out the single, too, Rolled. All right?
Absolutely. Rolled, ABCFamily.com, starting on Wednesday. He's going to give it away for free for a whole week. Joey Lawrence, thank you so much for the time, dude. I appreciate
it. Thanks, brother.
All right, going to break. Come back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM with Joey Lawrence. Whoa.